Jews disdain Samaritans. Samaritans hate Jews. All Jews, all Samaritans. Samaritans are very important to Jesus, but maybe not so important to you. When you know more about the people of my village, maybe you'll think more highly of us. It happens when you learn more about people and their backgrounds. And just maybe you'll think more highly of me. I have a bad reputation. And I'm a Samaritan, so a seriously bad reputation.
Most Jews tried to avoid going through Samaria, a land and people the Jews despised. Jesus made it a point to be alone in broad daylight to meet someone in particular, a person that no other self-respecting Jew would choose.
About 7 centuries before me, King Solomon died and his kingdom was split in two. The southern kingdom consisted of Jerusalem and the land south, while the northern kingdom consisted of the lands north of Jerusalem and east of the Jordan River. The part of the northern kingdom directly north of Jerusalem became known as Samaria. 2 centuries later, the northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians, 720 BC for anyone following the history. The Assyrians were brilliant in the method of treating the peoples they conquered. Farmers and shepherds, potential economy boosters, were left in place. Leaders and the educated, potential troublemakers, were scattered throughout the entire Assyrian Empire. Completely eliminated the potential for rebellion, but kept the value of the countries they conquered intact. Over time, Samaria became a melting pot of many people groups. As the Jews intermarried with people of other races, their religion became contaminated with other ideas. This contamination grew over time because the pure Jews in the southern kingdom usually refused to associate with the Samaritans or let them worship in the temple in Jerusalem. Most people fast forward hundreds of years and pick things up at the time of Jesus and the Roman Empire, and continue the story of the Samaritans from there. This is a huge disservice to everyone. You can't really understand the story of the Good Samaritan or my story or any of the other mentions of the Samaritans in the New Testament if you don't follow history a few more steps. History that Jesus and his apostles knew intimately. Alexander the Great conquered our entire region in 334 BC. Didn't live long, however, and upon his death, his vast empire was divided among his generals. The Greek general that took Samaria was Seleucus, who founded the Seleucid Empire. This empire became a major center of Greek culture and customs. This empire was the main reason that Greek was the international language at the time of Jesus. It's about to get very interesting and very bloody. The huge Seleucid Empire controlled Samaria and our neighbor Judea, the former southern kingdom with its pure Jewish citizens. An uprising of faithful Jews began to converge in Judea, fierce Jewish warriors known as the Maccabees. Eventually, these Jews of Judea successfully rebelled against the Seleucid Empire. After making a deal with the upcoming Roman Empire, the Maccabees became the rulers of Judea. They established a dynasty, the Hasmonean dynasty, who re-established the Jewish religion in full. They reduced the influence of Greek culture that they found abhorrent, contaminating to Judaism. The Hasmoneans ruled Judea until 37 BC, when the Romans took over and where most Christians pick back up in the story with King Herod. In doing so, they miss a crucial event. The Hasmoneans extended the boundaries of Judea. How did they do that when Samaria was the neighbor to the north? Genocide, ethnic cleansing, cultural destruction, made us slaves, forcing us and our children to adopt all Jewish customs, not just the ones we already followed. They wanted to destroy the contamination, purify us by force, destroy our temple on Mount Gerizim, wipe out our cities and villages, take over our land. You may have heard that in the time of Jesus, Samaritans and Jews hated each other. From my point of view, the Jews had a disdain for Samaritans, but we truly hated the Jews. Now you know why. Now, think of that well-known parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus could not have used a more preposterous example of someone to help a dying Jew. Every Samaritan I knew would have spat on that Jew, and he would not have been surprised at all. We had a forced peace between us, forced by the Roman Empire. We had to keep our roads open to each other. But the Romans could not keep the Jews from their disdain of the Samaritans, or the Samaritans from their hate of the Jews. A Samaritan village refused hospitality to Jesus and his disciples? Of course they did. James and John wanted to destroy the village? Of course they did. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Go to Samaria where they hate you to make disciples. Oh, much easier to go to the rest of the world for sure. Jews disdain Samaritans. Samaritans hate Jews. All Jews, all Samaritans. Jesus shows up in my village, Sychar, near the well dug by Jacob 2,000 years ago. He's traveling from Judea to his home area of Galilee. He can go the long way by the Jordan River, or he can go the short way through Samaria. The only reason to go the long way is to avoid dealing with the Samaritans. For this reason, many Jews choose the long way. Jesus chooses the short way. He wants to deal with Samaritans. He reaches my village during the noon hour and sits near Jacob's well while his disciples go into the village to buy food. I come to draw water from the well and notice a stranger. Definitely a Jewish stranger. I already hate him. I expect disdain, and I fully expect him to accost me. No woman would be at the well at noon by herself. Respectable women come together early in the morning. Will you give me a drink? Such an innocent request. You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink? He answers with the craziest, "If you know who I am, you would have asked me for living water, and I would have given it to you." Well water from this ancient well is nice and cool, but bubbling water, which is what I think he meant by living water, from a cool stream would be better. He doesn't have any jugs to gather that water. There are no streams nearby. He tells me that the water he gives is a stream resulting in eternal life. Crazy talk. But I ask him to give it to me anyway. To which he gives me more crazy talk. Go get your husband and come back. I don't have a husband. I blush and I tell him, I don't have a husband. You've had 5 husbands, and the one you live with now is not your husband. My reputation is worse than I thought. How could he know? Change subject. He will have none of it. I talk about the worship differences between Jews and Samaritans. He parries by telling me, truth, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. Then he admits that he's a Messiah. I believe him. It isn't my reputation that precedes me. He's the Messiah. He knows everything. I believe him. A stranger, a man, a Jew. I absolutely, totally, completely believe him. I rush into town. I tell everyone I can find to come meet a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he be the Messiah? Now, with my background, you can imagine they rush to hear what he has to say. They want to know the details of what I've done and with whom. Some of them are worried that I've revealed their secrets. They hear Jesus, and they quit thinking about me. Many of the people of my village believe Jesus is the coming savior of the world because of my story. 2 more days in my village, many others became believers. A Samaritan, a woman, 5 husbands, lots of secrets. A surprising evangelist for Jesus is what I turned out to be. It's simple. Tell people your story. The good, the bad, the ugly reputation, doesn't matter. Tell people your story. And the man who told me everything I ever did will do the rest.